Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio sermon from Apostolic Worship Center. Our prayer is that you'll be encouraged and blessed by the anointed Word of God. If you'd like more information about Apostolic Worship Center and its ministries, visit our website at www.awcnorman.com.
Kirjath Jearim, that the time was long. It was 20 years. And all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. And Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, if you do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you. Prepare your hearts unto the Lord. Serve him only, and he'll deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. Then the children of Israel did put away Balaam and Ashtaroth and served the Lord only. And Samuel said, gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I'll pray for you unto the Lord. And they gathered together to Mizpah, drew water, poured it out before the Lord, and fasted on that day, and said, we have sinned against the Lord. And Samuel judged the children of Israel in Mizpah. For the next few moments, I want to preach to you from this subject, Resolutions Revival. Resolutions Revival. Would you ask the Lord to help us together? Jesus, I thank you, dear God, for, Lord, your word. And God, the privilege, God, to be able to impart it today. And I'm asking you for your help in the next little while to break, dear God, the bread of life. God, that we would receive it into our heart. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Can we lift our hands and voices to the Lord one more time and just give God a sound of praise across the building? Can we just lift our voice unto him? In Jesus' precious name. Praise God. Praise God. You may be seated. God bless you. The word resolution is probably the most spoken word in the month of January than any other word in the English language. Everyone, I'm sure, in this congregation this morning has already spoken that word within the last 7 days. I'm making a resolution to do, and you have made that particular commitment to do various things in the coming months and the coming year. The new year always brings to us a fresh wave of resolve and focus of things we want to see done, things we want to see accomplished. Everything from weight loss to personal agendas to spiritual aspirations. We all have a resolution for something we'd like to do at the turn of the year. That calendar flipping from December to January signals a good starting point for us to make a change, to make some alterations, to change the way we do things, the way we view things, and so we handle it by the way of a resolution. The problem with this fresh wave of resolutions that we make every new year is usually they dissolve about February, and we no longer observe the resolution. They do well to even last the first week as we find I want to go, or I just simply lose focus, and we give way to the previous year and the status quo that we have lived the last 365 days. Probably what you and I could have a good baptism of, and probably what is at an all-time low in the 21st century, is determination. Just to become determined to carry something through. A lot of folks have a lot of plans. They have a lot of dreams, a lot of desires, a lot of want to, but they don't have a whole lot of determination to see that particular dream, that particular goal, that particular resolve through. Understand that no resolution comes about without hard work, sweat and blood, and determination. When I make a resolution to do something, it requires that it is accompanied by this grit of determination. In fact, determination is the grit that ignores the pain that would hinder us from continuing our resolve, pushing through, forcing ourselves through. Determination is the ingredient that prioritizes the demand for the resolution so that it can be kept. Determination is the focus that pushes us through the obstacles and the hindrances designed to circumvent our resolve. What you and I need is a good baptism of determination. We're able to make a lot of resolutions. It's the determination to carry them through. It's very easy for us to say what we would like to do, what we would like to accomplish. But what we need is a fresh baptism of determination to see the resolve that we have stated go through. Some of you may remember it. We used to sing it in what we called song service a few years back. Well, maybe a few decades back. When I first found Jesus, something o'er me stole. Like lightning, it went through me, and glory filled my soul. Does anybody remember it now? Salvation made me happy, took my fears away. And when I meet old Satan, to him I always say, I am determined to hold out to the end. Jesus is with me. On him I can depend. I know I have salvation, for I feel it in my soul. I'm determined to hold out to the end. Can anybody relate to that old verse of that old song? I'm determined to hold out to the end. Are there any determined folks here today? Praise God, I'm determined to hold out to the end. Or in the words of the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 14, I press. Somebody say, I press. I press. I press. That word press has endurance attached to it. That word press has determination applied to it. That word press has resolve attached to it. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. I have to determine that the prize is worth the pressing. I have to determine that the goal is worth the determination. This is what gives me the grit to carry out the resolution that I've made. What you and I need is more of a resolution to press than we need a resolution for the new year. We need a resolution that I'm just going to stay with it. I'm just going to stick it out. I'm going to carry it through. I'm going to follow through. Does anybody have that kind of determination on this Sunday morning? You understand that a resolution comes from, it doesn't just merely appear. A need necessitates a resolution. I don't just abstractly get up and form a resolution. Usually a resolution is formed because there is a need for that resolution. Whether it is something to do with my health, or whether it is something to do with personal goals or some financial goal or some spiritual aspiration. The reason I make the resolution is it's driven, it's birthed in the seedbed of a need. If there was no need, if there was no demand, there would be no requirement for the resolution. But because there is a need, because there is a demand, it requires there to be a resolution. I think the reason why that we are seeing such shallow conversion in the 21st century, and I do believe that we are seeing on more consistent basis than we've ever seen before, shallow conversions. The reason why there is such shallow conversions is that we're oftentimes determining to make that conversion based on the emotion of the moment and not driven by a real revolution within. We are much like the parable of the Lord in the book of Matthew chapter 13 when He describes the seed that has fallen on stony ground. He said that seed that falls into the stony place, the same as he that hears the word of God. And then he says, and anon with joy receiveth it into his heart. He hears the word. He's excited about the word. The word is something that stimulates him. He immediately embraces the word. But as he receives it, there's no root in himself. And he dureth for a while when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word. By and by, he is offended. He reaches for it in a momentary emotion of joy, but he has no corresponding real need for the word of God. Therefore, whatever prayer he prayed, whatever confession he made, whatever statement that he made to God that he said he would do in that moment is not lasting. It's not enduring because that it did not spring from a real need inside of his heart. We become much like the parable that the Lord gave concerning a man whose son he asked to go to the field. And his son immediately responded and said, "I'll go, Dad. I'll do that," but he did not go. He was quick to say, "I will," but he had no real determination to carry it out. He had no real grit to see it through. We find ourselves in that moment where we make commitments that our carnal flesh can't carry out. We make commitments in the moment, in the ecstasy of a service, the emotion of a song that is sung, a message that is preached, an altar call that is given, but we really have no real need to carry it through. Somewhere or another, we've got to move from shallow conversion to a deep commitment to Jesus Christ, that our resolutions are not just something we say at the new year or on a Sunday night or in a revival, but it's something that springs out of a need in our heart. I need to change. I need transformation. I need to alter my way. I need to change my thinking. I can't go on like I'm going on. I've got to do it different. Things have got to change. Somebody say it with me. Things have got to change. It's just got to change. When you read in 1 Samuel chapter 7, you read the chronicle of probably one of the greatest revivals recorded in Scripture. It's a great revival because it's not a revival that came about in a moment. It's not a revival that came about in just a little space of time. You have to understand the revival you read of in 1 Samuel chapter 7 comes about after 20 long years, or at least 20 years of captivity and oppression that Israel has endured. You have to go back to 1 Samuel chapter 4. It's where the clock begins to tick on these 20 years. The Ark of the Covenant has been captured by the Philistines. It's been taken away from the nation of Israel. And Israel now has lived in captivity to the Philistines for the last 20 years. There has been no national worship. Their ark has been in the heathen temple of Dagon. There it has been worshipped by the heathen hands of the Philistines. It's not been in the hands of the nation of Israel. They've not had the national experience of worship. And so they have found themselves in a very difficult place. But after 20 years, Israel is ready for a change. After 20 years, Israel is ready to make a difference. After 20 years, Israel decides, "I'm tired of this life. I'm tired of the way I'm going. I'm tired of the path. I'm tired of the way things are. I need to change. I've got to have a different life. I've got to have a different focus. I wish to God in 2024 that we could come to that point in life that we would just simply say, I'm tired of the way it's been. I'm tired of the way it's been. I'm tired of the past. I'm tired of the way it's been. I'm tired of the last, you name how many years it's been. I'm tired of the way that it's been the last 5 years, the last 10 years, the last 20 years. I'm tired of it. I've got to have a change. Somebody say, I got to have a change. I got to have a change. It's when you reach that point of desperation. It's when you reach that point where you can't go on any longer in the place that you are. That's where resolution can begin to arise and revival can begin to be produced. Scripture tells us in 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse number 2, that while the ark abode in Kirjath-Jearim, the time was long. It was 20 years. And all the house of Israel lamented. Somebody say lamented. They lamented. They hadn't done it, but 20 years of hardship, 20 years of pain, 20 years of suffering, 20 years of difficulty. They finally lamented. I don't know how long it's going to take for some to come to the place that they lament, but I pray it comes quicker than they've ever thought possible. I pray that it don't take another 20 years for some folks to come to the place where they begin to lament after the Lord and say, God, I can't continue on. I've got to have a change, Lord. I've got to have a change in my thinking. I've got to have a change in my life. I've got to change the way I am. So Samuel steps in and he knew that the resolution to change could not happen without a thorough attitude of repentance. So in 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse number 3, Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, if you do return unto the Lord with all your hearts. Notice what he says now. If you do return, if this is your intention, if this is your plan, don't let it be some casual thing. Don't let it be just something you say for the moment because you're fed up with 20 years. Don't let it just be something that comes lazily off of your tongue but has no heart and meaning. If you do return to the Lord with all your heart, put away your strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you. Prepare your hearts unto the Lord. Serve Him only, and He will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. He's speaking as John the Baptist spoke in Matthew chapter 3 when he told the Pharisees, bring forth therefore fruit meet unto repentance. In other words, don't just say what you want to do. Don't just let it be a turn of the year, a calendar event. Oh yeah, I'm going to live for God. Oh yeah, I'm going to serve the Lord. 2024 is going to be different. I'm going to spend more time with Him. I'm going to be more faithful. I'm going to be more committed. I'm going to pledge myself to live for Him more than I've ever lived for Him before. He said, no, don't let this be a casual resolution, but let it come out of the seedbed of genuine repentance. God, I got to turn to you. I got to forsake my old life. I got to forsake my old way. I got to forsake my old lifestyle. I got to cut some things out. I got to tear some idols down. I got to turn away some stuff. I got to shape up my life. I got to make some difference in my world and the way I live. I've got to come to repentance. There can be no resolution without sincere repentance before God. That's our problem. We forgot how to repent. We have forgotten how to repent. We're tired of the 20 years, that's for sure. We're tired of the way it's been. We want it different, but we can't get it done with just a resolution. There's got to be some real heartfelt repentance where I say, God, you know what? I'm turning around. I'm changing. I'm going to do some things different. I'm going to clean the closet out. I'm going to clean the bookshelf off. I'm going to clean some things out of the media closet. I'm going to clean some things out of my viewing material. I'm going to change some websites. I'm going to get some accountability in the way I use the internet. I'm going to make a little difference in my life. I'm going to come to repentance, because resolution can't bring about the revival I need without a real, genuine repentance before God. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I want a difference, but it's got to come out of repentance. Notice what they said in 1 Samuel 7 and 6. They gathered together to Mizpah. They drew water. They poured it out before the Lord. They fasted on that day. And they said, "We have sinned against the Lord." Samuel said, the only way you're going to get things to turn around is you've got to admit, I have been doing it wrong. And after 20 years, Mizpah marks the point of new beginning for the nation of Israel. This is not the first new beginning that Israel has ever had. If you'll remember when they came out of Egypt, when they came out after putting the blood on the doorpost, when they came out after the death angel had passed over, the Lord said, "This will be unto you the beginning of months." And He took the month Abib, which corresponds to our month of April, and said, "That's going to be your new year. The year you make a change, the moment that you make a difference, that's your new year." It's not always at the calendar year. It's not always from December 31 to January 1. The new year is where you decide to make a change. That's the new year. I know we just turned the calendar 7 days ago, but that doesn't mean that's our new year. The new year is when I get to Mizpah and I say, "God, I can't take another 20 years. I can't live without you another 20 years. I've got to make a change. I've set up too many idols. I've brought too much into my life. I've not had a place of worship, God. I've ignored you. I need to change." And God says, "Mizpah is your new year. That's your place of new beginning. That's where things start over. It may not be January, but it's the place of repentance. That's the place of my start and my beginning." You want revival? How many like to have revival in 2024? How many like to have revival? Can I just have a hand today? I'd like to have revival. How many like to have a change? Would anybody like to see anything different take place? I know we've turned the calendar, but why don't we come to Mizpah? Why don't we just gather into Mizpah and say, "God, I don't want just a calendar new year. I want a spiritual new year. I want a revival. I don't want my resolutions just to casually fall off my mouth, but I want my resolutions to come out of repentance. I want it to bring a heartfelt change to my heart and to my life." Notice the revival that happens at Mizpah. Notice that first of all, when Israel made a resolve to change, first of all, they established for the first time in 20 years, they established spiritual authority in their life. Notice with me very carefully, 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse number 1. Scripture says, "And the word of Samuel came to all of Israel." 1 Samuel 4 and 1. It's the last spoken word recorded of Samuel for 20 years. From 1 Samuel 4 to 1 Samuel 7, there's not a recorded word of the prophet Samuel. His last word in 1 Samuel was in 1 Samuel 4 and 1, when it says the word of the Lord came to all of Israel. But for the next 20 years, they didn't heed the word of Samuel. For the next 20 years, they went their own direction. They went their own way. They did their own thing. They didn't follow the word of spiritual authority in their life. But the first thing, when they made a resolution to change, and it sprang out of repentance, The first thing that revived was the word of the prophet Samuel, 1 Samuel 7 and 5. And Samuel said, it's the first spoken word in 20 years when Israel came to repentance and made a resolve to change their life. Spiritual authority came back, because you can't hear the word of spiritual authority till there's been a resolve to repent. I believe in the 21st century, we need a resolution that brings a revival of spiritual authority. We need the spoken word of God. We've got to have it. You can't live, I can't live, without the word of the man of God in my life. I said, I can't live without the word of the man of God in my life. And I can't go another 20 years without hearing the voice of the man of God speaking into my heart. I got to get to Mizpah. I got to have a resolution that's birthed in repentance so I can hear the word of God. Does anybody want a revival of spiritual authority in your life? Not only was it a resolve of spiritual authority, but there was a revival of divine activity that took place. Notice, for 20 years, there's no recording of a divine work of God. The prophet is silent, and there's no divine activity that takes place. But when you get to Mizpah, when there's been a resolve to turn, birthed in repentance, it brings a revival of divine activity. 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse number 10. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day and discomfited the Philistines. They were submitted and they were smitten. Notice that it's the first movement of God in 20 years. There's been no thundering of God. There's been no display of God. But when you get to Mizpah and you make a resolution to change after 20 years and you decide to repent, and it comes out of that seedbed of repentance, divine authority comes and divine activity. Hear me, Apostolic Worship Center. If we want God the thunder in the 21st century, we've got to get to Mizpah. We've got to have a revival of spiritual authority and divine activity. And it only happens when we decide to change our lives and follow the path of God. Does anybody want God to thunder in 2024? Come on, does anybody want God to thunder in 2024? Not only was there a revival of spiritual authority, divine activity, but there was a revival of personal acknowledgement. They had served idols for 20 years. They had given themselves to heathenism for 20 years. But in 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse number 11, the Bible says, the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and they pursued the Philistines. They smote them until they came under Bethkar. And Samuel took a stone and he set it between Mizpah and Shin, and he called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. For the last 20 years, there's been no acknowledgement of the hand of God. For the last 20 years, they've lived their own life. For the last 20 years, there's been no monument set up and said, this is where God came and intervened. This is where God helped us. This is where God assisted us. But when they got to Mizpah, when they decided to make a resolution to change, and that resolution was birthed in repentance, it brought about a revival that said, you know what? God's with us. God's helping us. And He's going to see us through. And He's going to get us through. I believe we need more than a calendar new year. We need a spiritual new year. We need a Mizpah. I said we need a Mizpah. We need a place where there's a revival of spiritual authority, divine activity, and personal acknowledgement that just says, God, I can't take it any longer the way it's been. We got to have a revival today. Would you stand with me across this building, and would you lift your hands to the Lord all over the building? Would you just lift your voice to the Lord? And can we just, for a moment today, can we come to Mizpah? Can we grow weary of the last, you name it now, however long it's been? However long it's been. Can we get weary of however long it's been? And can we just make some resolutions today that's birthed out of repentance that'll produce spiritual authority, divine activity, and a personal acknowledgement of the hand of God? Mizpah is calling us now. Apostolic Worship Center, Mizpah is calling. We need more than a calendar new year. We need a Mizpah new year. That's it. I didn't give an altar call, but thank you. Somebody hears Mizpah calling. Somebody just says, you know, I need to make a few resolutions today. They need to come out of more than just a whim, just an emotion. They need to come out of a heart of repentance. God, I'm sorry for the last few years. I'm going to put the idols aside. I'm going to put aside all the things that's interfered. I need a revival now, Lord. I need a revival. That's it. Would you come to Mizpah? Would you come to Mizpah? I invite you today. Would you just come pour your heart out to Him? Can we turn the calendar? Not just January, but can we turn the spiritual calendar? This month would mark the beginning of years. It would mark the change that God would have for us. I feel His presence in the room right now. I feel His touch in the house.
You have been listening to an audio sermon from Apostolic Worship Center, located in Norman, Oklahoma. We are located at 3221 North Porter Avenue, Norman, Oklahoma, 73071. Our service times are Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m., and we also have various ministries happening on Wednesday night. For more information, visit our website, www.awcnorman.com. You can call us at 405-329-1285 or email us at info@awcnorman.com. We hope that this recording has been a blessing to you.